The Alaska Public Offices Commission has issued a decision regarding their investigation into RBG Bush Plains for alleged illegal campaign contributions. The questionable contributions were made to two candidates running for seats on the Lake and Peninsula Borough Assembly in 2010. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has more.
The Alaska Public Offices Commission is fining RBG Bush Plains more than $25,000 for two alleged violations of state campaign law. APOC issued their decision on the matter late Friday. Paul Dauphiné is the executive director of APOC. He says at the heart of the investigation are plane rides provided by RBG to two candidates running for assembly seats in the Lake and Peninsula Borough.
What this boils down to is because the candidates paid less than a commercially reasonable rate for that transportation, they violated campaign laws because the same transportation at the same cost was not offered to all candidates.
RBG Bush Plains is a holding company for Robert Gillum, owner of Anchorage-based McKinley Capital Management. APOC is also fining the candidates, Michelle Ravenmoon and Nana Kalmikoff, for accepting the flights. Both were fined more than $12,000, but APOC reduced the fines to $6,700 apiece, noting the candidates' inexperience with the political and legal system. Ravenmoon of Port Allsworth and Kalmikoff of Chignik Lake were both running for borough assembly and signed forms claiming exemption for campaign disclosure reports on the basis that they expected to spend less than $5,000. Both won their seats. APOC staff alleged that RBG gave discounted services in the form of plane rides to the two candidates in September 2010, and that those services constitute in-kind contributions. APOC staff brought the complaint back in July. A decision was issued December 16th. Dauphiné says the commission is trying to ensure transparency.
The commission is working to ensure that the campaign laws and the campaign finance laws are upheld.
APOC reports say both candidates paid RBG for the cost of fuel. Ravenmoon paid $351.55, and Kalmikoff paid $1,184.60. As Dauphiné explains, APOC staff argue they should have paid the commercially reasonable value for the transportation.
They did not preclude any particular method and left the option open to the campaign to propose a rate for reimbursement that could be defended as commercially reasonable.
APOC staff says that amount should have been around $8,000. All along, RBG has argued that Ravenmoon and Kalmikoff were simply tagging along on already scheduled flights, something that's necessary for candidates who can't afford their own airplanes in rural Alaska.
In a district that's 400 miles long and you have to get around by airplane, it's those guys who are in office and have airplanes that can campaign and nobody else can. How do you do it?
That's Art Hackney. He's with the group Alaska Wild Salmon Protection, a grassroots anti-pebble mine lobbying organization, which is closely associated with Gillum and RBG. Hackney says lawyers looked at previous APOC rulings to come up with the amount that Ravenmoon and Kalmikoff paid for their flights, and he thinks APOC staff's idea of what's commercially reasonable is ridiculous.
Lawyers looked at the previous rulings, and RBG Bush Plains responsibly figured out what the cost would be, billed these ladies who were running for office, paid the amount. It's something APOC should never have touched. Their ruling is ridiculous, and it does set new precedents, and I think you're going to see that as a dialogue now that's going to bring up a serious discussion of APOC reform.
The APOC decision noted that Gillum is no stranger to the commission. Just last year, APOC filed allegations of campaign disclosure violations by Gillum and entities associated with him that were settled for a payment of $100,000. Hackney alleges Gillum is being targeted because of his support of the anti-pebble mine movement. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.